welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa are Cale Mortensen. He's the executive director of Visit Alamosa. And we have Chris Seek. He's with Solamar International. Chris is actually via remote Zoom. And Chris, you're with us from Puerto Rico. Very nice. Chris does a lot of consulting work around tourism. We're going to talk tourism. We're going to talk Alamosa County tourism. Cale, you're starting a new Visit Alamosa strategic plan to help you, help your organization shape tourism in Alamosa County. Let's start there. Tell us why you're doing that.
So many different reasons why we're doing that. Good morning. It's good to be here. When we look at tourism, and very much this is a tourism plan, but we view it as a community plan. There's a lot of changes happening, whether it's new lodging properties that are coming up, different zoning that's happening, new attractions, different trends within travel. So the local marketing district has kind of viewed this. The Alamosa County went through a comprehensive plan, and we said, we need a five-year strategic plan. We need to know where we're going and how to best serve the community and have that part of the planning process. And so we were fortunate enough that we did some proposals out there. We had worked with Chris Seek and Solamar through the stewardship plan at the state level and just saw that alignment and certainly see the need to kind of look ahead and see where we're going.
Yeah, there's no doubt that there is a lot changing, probably has changed over the past 5 years or so. We know why COVID was part of that. We know people are probably behaving differently. Chris, what is your just quick analysis of tourism, what you've been experiencing, what trends you're seeing, and why you think it's important that Alamosa County, Visit Alamosa, moves forward or endeavors on a new strategic plan?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here and to have this good conversation. You know, I have the privilege of working in many destinations around the world and throughout the U.S. And one of the biggest trends we're seeing, obviously, is that increase in visitation. People are looking at, and more people are traveling, and especially to places that have beautiful natural and cultural assets like Alamosa. And so with that trend of increased visitation that kind of really kick-started during COVID and continues to this day, is also putting pressure on destinations. And the other trend that I also see is that a lot of destinations like Visit Alamosa, these destination marketing organizations are realizing the importance to really make sure tourism is working for their community. And so when I started the process with Cale, I learned very quickly that was really the trend that he was seeing as well, is how do we make sure that as an organization, we can help channel tourism the right way to benefit our community. And so that trend is happening everywhere, and it's exciting to be able to work on the same issue here in Alamosa.
And it's probably also smart, Cale, for you and your board, and I know you and I've talked about this, we've had Deb in here, Deb Hankinson, with your board. It's also smart, I'm going to say, for you to rethink the way Visit Alamosa has been going about it. It's always good to, are we doing the right thing? What else can we do? And it seems like that's what your strategic plan is going to do for you. Before we go that far, though, give us a sense of current trends for tourism into Alamosa County, into the San Luis Valley. What are you experiencing? Visit Alamosa, what are the numbers? What are you seeing now?
It's a really good question. And I think to backtrack just a little bit, what we saw coming out of COVID was an increase in visitation, right? We're wide open spaces, we're a gateway to a national park, we're off the beaten path, and that drove a lot of demand to our area. So we saw a lot of growth, which saw a lot of, you know, potential opportunities for different endeavors. And then we get to a year like this year where it's really interesting, where we're probably slightly down. We're seeing this slight trend down in visitation of the national park. We're seeing the same in general visitation. There's a lot of probably reasons why that's happening. Some of it is, you know, that we're just coming off of what would have been record years, and we're kind of stabilizing in that, which isn't a bad thing. And then we're just see some different, you know, political type changes that are influencing travel behaviors. We've grown internationally as a destination, where we started seeing a trend upwards in our international travelers. This year, it's definitely down in that sense. So
interesting.
Across the board, it's going to be a little bit different. Our long trips, you know, are probably down, where we're probably seeing an increase more in regional travel. So the Front Range, New Mexico. So this year we're adjusting, right? We're trying to work through the strategic plan and looking 5 years out, and we're still having to work in our office and looking at what's 3 months out look like for us.
Yeah, that's really interesting what you're seeing and noticing right now. Chris, what advice do you give Cale, his board, Visit Alamosa? What advice do you give them before, as they embark on a new strategic plan or even updating what they're currently, how do you set the table for them from your perspective, what you're seeing?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think one of the most important things with the planning process is it's a great opportunity to really make sure that we're strategic with our engagement and really be purposeful around that. A lot of times tourism plans just focus on those tourism businesses that stand to benefit the most from, you know, increased visitation. So when we sat down with Cale and his team, we talked about that and we talked about the different options. And Cale made it very clear that he wanted to use this planning process to really make sure that we could engage as many people as possible. And I think that's great, because the more people that are involved in kind of say, sharing their vision for what they want with tourism and also what they don't want, it makes a better plan. So that is definitely where I start with, is let's think about how to use the planning process to engage and get as many voices as possible. But let's also use this opportunity to remind people about the importance of tourism for the local economy. And so that was also something that we also talked about as well.
When you get going towards this plan, as you start to engage community, as you think through what you're going to try to do, and as you get feedback, are there overarching goals or early goals you've established for yourself for Visit Alamosa of how you or what you're trying to move toward? Are there goals like, well, we want to grow tourism, or we want to make sure this is, are there early things like that to start things, or do you start fresh?
It's a really good question. I don't know if I want to let Chris take this one, or I'll give my sort of thoughts here initially. For me, I don't want to go into the strategic plan saying, here's what the outcomes are going to be, because we want to hear from the community on what their thoughts are and what they feel is best. There's probably some underlying goals that we want to make sure, right? We want tourism to be that economic benefit for the community. We want to make sure that there's sustainable growth within this that can help support that community in our office and have that good visitor experience to it. But how we get there, I think for us is where we kind of want to leave that a little bit more open and see what the community has to say, see what our partners have to say. And then that helps sort of guide this strategic plan that's going to lead us.
Yeah. Chris, do you have thoughts there of how you set them up to move forward?
Yeah, when I start a tourism plan, you know, I like to focus on four really important questions. So the first one I would like to answer is, where are we now? What is the current situation? Like, who's coming? What's their experience like? How long are they staying? What's that kind of flow look like in the destination? You know, are they learning? Are they leaving with an appreciation of the cultural heritage, for example? Are they meeting local artists and these kind of things, you know? So understanding that current situation is very important. So that's where I'm doing lots of interviews. We've got a survey out where we're trying to get the community to help us answer that question of what's currently the situation, both with visitation, but also how people feel about tourism. And so that's where that first question, once we know where we are, then we look to where do we want to go? You know, Cale talked about this. You know, how can we create a shared vision for what we want tourism to look like in 10 years from now, you know? And so if we think into the future of what we want tourism to be, then we know, okay, that's our goal. That's what we're trying to get to. Now the question is, how do we get there? And that's the part that Cale just mentioned, is what tactics or strategies are needed in order to help us realize that vision? And then finally, how do we know we arrived? What indicators are we going to use to measure success? So those are the four questions we'll go through. And as Cale mentioned, the most important thing right now is just get the right people around the table, you know, sharing their perspectives so that we can really understand kind of that current situation and then and invite them to help us shape that vision of where we're trying to go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Let me ask you, in addition to the work that Visit Alamosa is going to do or is embarking now with its strategic plan, we also know that Alamosa County and its planning commission and county commissioners have been working through their master plan for the county as a whole, which includes tourism. And they have, I was reading one of their documents that recently came out, and they're talking about making sure that in their new master plan, Alamosa County, that they want to create a new collaborative tourism master plan. I'm going to assume reading that kale that they're talking about you and this plan. I'm thinking that this is all getting coordinated through the two different efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, this Imagine Alamosa, when this first came about, was what sort of inspired the marketing district board and myself to go after a strategic plan for tourism. And so we definitely want this to align. We want this to be cohesive, and we're going to take a piece of this Imagine Alamosa plan, which will definitely have an influence on this tourism strategic plan, and work hand in hand.
And how do you, Chris, work as a consultant on this process to assure and to help Kale make sure that these things are getting coordinated when you have this big county master plan and then you have tourism underneath it, Visit Alamosa and its work?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, this is where it's important that this alignment, right? So we know that there's this countywide master plan that has been developed. And of course, they involved lots of different inputs into that plan. A lot of engagement was done. So we kind of have a shared vision of where we want to see Alamosa County. And so now the question is, how can tourism contribute to that plan? So what is the specific role? So we see it as a way to kind of align to that plan, but then get more specifically about what can Visit Alamosa do and lead, and then where are those other opportunities? And the other way that we ensure this alignment is when we sat down with Kale, we talked about the importance of creating a planning steering committee so that, you know, as you know, tourism oftentimes is siloed, and we have a lot of different people who all have a role one way or another in tourism. So why not go ahead and bring them together so that this group could help guide and lead this process for us, so that as we're going through, we can ensure that alignment is there. And so we've got county representatives, city representatives, the national park, universities, and community representatives and businesses as well. So we hope that planning kind of steering committee can help ensure that alignment.
Give us just a sense of the time frame, the timeline for this process, and then how members of the community, people that are interested in this, how they participate with you through this process.
Yeah, you want to take that?
Well, so I was going to let you take that and figure out the timeline that we're looking at here.
Good. Yeah, I can jump in on that one, Kelly. You know, yeah. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're just really launching this engagement now. We've been up until this point kind of having more internal conversations kind of with Kale and his team, then also with the board, and then specific representatives on the planning committee as well. And so we had I had a chance to visit and got to see the destination and experience all the sites. But now we're kicking off this public engagement. And so really, this is a great opportunity to be here with you to help spread the word that, you know, we're starting this process and that we're inviting people to participate. We've got a platform up online where people can go and share their opinions. We've got a survey designed as well for locals, people to share their thoughts on tourism. So that'll go take us through the summer, and then we'll have a chance to visit somewhere in the late summer, early September there. We're trying to conscious of the busy time of the season, so we want to make sure we get good business participation, and then we'll have a chance to bring together different people to have a more of a visioning kind of workshop where we can really take the understanding that we learned during this first phase and then kind of bring that to the group and get everyone to kind of validate those kind of findings, and then most importantly look towards that future and start defining what are those actions that are going to help us get there.
I'm going to make the assumption, Kale, that visitalamosa.org is where you're sending people to give you initial feedback or input, or at least answer your initial questionnaire. I may be wrong about that.
It's definitely a source that we're pushing them towards, where they can find the surveys, they can find that Mind Mixer platform to join that community conversation. It's on our industry page, Visit Alamosa, or it's actually alamosa.org/industry.
Alamosa.org.
There you go, yeah.
I'm always wanting to give Visit Alamosa more credit for, and I'll give you another quick example. We just had the Cranes in Flight dedication, the Into Thin Air Cranes in Flight by my friend Jocelyn Russell. We were classmates in 1979. Chris, I know Jocelyn well, and that's a beautiful new piece of public art. But when we were promoting it as the event, Kale, I kept saying it's going to be at the Visit Alamosa Welcome Center, not the Colorado Welcome Center, because I'm always trying to get Visit Alamosa.
And to be fair, you could go to visitalamosa.org. We do have that URL as well. And certainly it is the Alamosa Colorado Welcome Center. But, you know, I think a really cool piece, and kind of that ties into this, we're talking about change in tourism when we were doing the install of that piece and it came in on the truck, and it was a really exciting day. There was about 50 of us out there, and we're all sitting there looking at what way should this face? Right, what way should these cranes face, and what's the best? And almost every conversation that was had was looking at sort of that future of that, like, right, that state and six right there, saying, well, there's going to be a new hotel right here, and then this is going to be parking, and that's going to be a boutique potentially over there, and there's a new bar that's coming here, and right, this whole vision of what that was going to be is like, okay, this is why we're doing this strategic plan, because there's changes that are coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes coming, especially in your corridor on 6th and Hunt and everything else. Hey, we're going to keep talking tourism, Visit Alamosa, Alamosa County. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
All aboard the historic Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad for the 2025 season, operating in the scenic landscapes between Antonito, Colorado and Chama, New Mexico, between May 31st and October 25th, Tuesday through Sunday. Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad is located just 27 miles south to Alamosa, Colorado. Climb aboard for an unforgettable adventure for all ages.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Cale Mortensen with Visit Alamosa, and we're with Chris Seek. He's with Solamar International. Chris, give us a little bit more on Solamar and the work that you do as the strategic direction of sustainable tourism. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I fell in love with travel over 20 years ago when I was a traveler myself, and I saw firsthand how some of these destinations were kind of being loved to death. And I wanted to help, you know, started with businesses and then moved on to governments to help them understand how they can, you know, manage tourism in a way that doesn't, you know, overrun the place. You know, we want to make sure that it's benefiting the local people. We're protecting our natural and cultural resources. So I kind of shifted the company to focus on that. I've been helping, I've been working in 90 different countries, over 300 different destinations all over the world to kind of look at how to make tourism sustainable. How do we make sure we can benefit today while protecting what we want for the future as well? And so that's what we've been doing. And I've had the chance also to work in Colorado now ever since COVID, where I've been working with the Colorado Tourism Office on a statewide destination stewardship plan. And that was a great effort as well. And so we're seeing, you know, there's some great work being done across Colorado. And it's really just this opportunity to align and to make sure that the work that Cale and his team is doing is aligned and supported by everyone in the community. And so that's what we're trying to do.
You know, when I think of tourism here, Cale, I think of Alamosa County in the Valley. And I know that the Great Sand Dunes is a destination intentionally for people. They'll say, I'm going to go to the Great Sand Dunes. I want to check out the national park. That might be people from around Colorado, people from around the United States, internationally. They pick it out and say, I want to go to that national park. But then I'm thinking, to me, just anyway, the way I see it, the rest of the Valley, Alamosa County, other things we have to offer tourists, we become kind of an accidental market where, oh, this is also there, and maybe I'm going to go see that, or maybe I'm going to come back. Once you're in the market, you probably learn more, but you didn't really, you came in for the national park, and now you're maybe discovering accidentally other things. I'm kind of calling it an accidental tourist market. How do you see that, Chris? How do you set up Alamosa County moving forward, thinking about those things?
Absolutely. No, you nailed that right on the head there in terms of, you know, the attraction is the anchor attraction is the Great Sand Dunes National Park. We know that that is on people's bucket list. We know if you're planning a trip to Colorado, that's probably going to be a place you want to visit. But, you know, the goal is how do we make sure that those who come to that park are also aware of the great assets and experiences available in the Valley. And, you know, just to give you a quick example, when I had a chance to visit, I was staying in one of the hotels, and I just happened to overhear the front desk clerk, you know, explain to the person checking in that there's a great, you know, First Fridays event downtown, and you can come and enjoy that. And I saw that person show up on that event and have a wonderful experience. And then, you know, they were enjoying some of the great food there and the great music that was going on. And that doesn't just happen automatically. That's an example of Visit Alamosa purposely having that partnership with the hotels, having materials to help drive them to that, putting on that event to even have that attraction that made them aware of something that they can do. So that's really what we're trying to do, is how do you capture all that visitation and make sure that they're coming in and spending money in the community?
One of the things we're seeing, Cale, are other entrepreneurs, people with ideas, trying to capitalize on that Great Sand Dunes traffic. We've seen Cosmos Resort is a new resort. They're offering a lot of stargazing events in the evening. We get invitations to that. If you travel around that corridor of Alamosa County around the Great Sand Dunes, that Mosca area, you're seeing a little bit more activity. And even in the Visit Alamosa, in the Imagine Alamosa plan that Alamosa County's doing, they really single out Mosca as a corridor to continue to work through, capitalize on. How do these things come up during the strategic planning process? How do you capture what's currently happening, new things, people's ideas, as you try to build a plan forward?
So, looking at Lane 6, we call that the Lane 6 corridor, right? Which just got repaved and it's now a beautiful corridor. 6 years ago, you look at that area and you're like, it's just an entry to the national park. And so you follow it along that time and now there's the Dunes Experience, there's Rustic Rick, there's the Cosmos. Mosca has the Dunes Distillery, right? And like you said, it's a lot of these entrepreneurs that are just seeing opportunities and developing there. And so for us to capture it, it's just how do we get them part of the conversation? How do we see this future of what we call that Lane 6 corridor? And that was very much a lot of the conversation this Imagine Alamosa plan was looking at that. What are some opportunities there, right? It's if you're in Mosca, which is in Alamosa County, and you're going to the national park, and now there's lodging opportunities, what comes with that, right? You're going to need a place for them to eat, right? And you're going to need these other amenities that you're going to add on into that. So we definitely see a lot of potential and growth within that space of Mosca and Lane 6. I mean, it's already happening, right? It's just a matter of how much more can it even expand within that.
Right. What are you seeing, Chris, in the market as you've been here in Alamosa, in the valley, touring around, getting prepared for? What are you noticing and what are your early thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes back to your earlier conversation about question about trends, you know. And so when you think of trends, you know, this idea of stargazing, right, that has really just jumped in popularity. And, you know, we're seeing that across, you know, the Colorado and even beyond, you know, where more and people are looking for those dark night skies. And this is what's great about a tourism plan, because you kind of start with where are we now and you take stock of what you have. And dark skies is a great asset. You know, I had a chance to speak with that entrepreneur at Cosmos Club, and he has a great little, example of how dark it is there to really kind of show why the destination is so unique. And, you know, having that type of investment coming in and others, it just really helps, because it makes sure that you're not just saying, hey, we have dark skies, but now we have a way to experience those dark skies, and they're really kind of working on that. So I see this as an opportunity to kind of look at, okay, how can Visit Alamosa, you know, they've used dark skies in the past in their marketing, but now they've got even more of a reason to kind of lean into that, and they've got partners they can do that with. And so that's a trend that I think is something that is a great opportunity for the region, and it's something that Colorado Tourism Office has also been working on. They've been really promoting the dark skies because, as you probably know, there's a movement across the state to certify dark skies and all the parks as well. And so let's just kind of grab that trend and make sure that we can take advantage of that. And again, as we were talking about, get the right kind of visitors. And that's the kind of visitor that we want, people who appreciate and are looking for that nature experience.
One of the questions, I think, Kale, that is always out there for you and your organization, Visit Alamosa, is you're through Alamosa County and your charge is to capitalize in tourism for Alamosa County. And one of the things we hear I wonder about, or people wonder about, is how else does Visit Alamosa leverage its position for tourism across the San Luis Valley? Because then you have the trail systems, you have the idea of something like a rails to trails thing that they're working or considering through Alamosa, Monta Vista, up into that corridor of the valley. There's just other things happening around the valley, right? And people are always wanting Visit Alamosa to participate or to be part of that. How do you do that? How do you plug in Visit Alamosa to the valley as a whole? And how does the strategic planning process account for those things?
Yeah, a lot of it's just collaboration and communication. So I work with a lot of different partners around the valley. I'm actually president of the San Luis Valley Tourism Association, which has representation from the different counties within the valley. And I think it's a matter of, like, we don't necessarily want to input ourselves within all of this, but how can we work together? And that same thing of you talk to my lodging properties, they want to go 1.8 to 2.5 nights, right? That's their goal, is how can we increase nights? And the best way to do that is the different experiences and attractions that are around the valley. So we have to coordinate and communicate and work with them and help sort of spread that traveler and share that visitor. There is some limitations on how we can do that and where we can do that. And it's definitely been a big conversation through the planning committee that we have with Chris individually. I know we've had a lot of conversations about this. Like, it's the San Luis Valley is a destination as a whole. And so how can we better capitalize and utilize that and find some ways of doing that a little bit more efficiently and better.
What's been your advice there, Chris, for Cale and his board on how they work regionally or how they work beyond Alamosa County?
Yeah, so, you know, going back to your earlier question there about the Great San Dunes National Park being a destination on people's bucket list, right? We know that and that we're taking advantage of that. But likewise, the San Luis Valley is a destination. It is a brand. In the Front Range, I remember talking to some people in Denver about their favorite places to go in Colorado, and they will say the San Luis Valley is one of their favorite places. And as you all know, there's a reason for that. You have some amazing different experiences located throughout that valley. And what it does also increase that diversity, you know, you have different types of experiences, and then you also have that those shared stories, you know, you have a heritage that you all share, and there's an opportunity to kind of lean into that and help the visitor understand, appreciate some of the history of the area, and what does bring everyone together. And so there's an opportunity with Visit Alamosa to take advantage of those broader assets that are in the region. So as Cale mentioned, you can extend that length of stay. And also be a partner for those other communities that maybe they don't have the same amount of services that Alamosa has. You know, they could still be a partner, and you could help send business their way so that they can benefit as well. So I think it's a great opportunity. We'll continue to explore that. There's questions about mechanisms, about how that works and the way that could work, but there's definitely a strong foundation that we can build from.
I want to ask you one more thing, Cale. We appreciate your time, Chris. We appreciate understanding and figuring out with you how you do your strategic planning process. But I want to ask you, Cale, too, because you hear a lot from townspeople because you live in the town. You're from Alamosa. You are Alamosa. And tourism can get seen through different lenses, good or bad, too much, too little. What is your sense of the community as a whole in terms of how they perceive or see tourism and the work of Visit Alamosa? Are they happy with it? Are they pushing back? What's your general sense there of the community when it comes to the work Visit Alamosa is doing around tourism?
So we just recently went through a resident sentiment survey to ask that exact question, right? We've been putting a lot of work in, and I think when I started in this organization, it was nobody knew we had a tourism entity. Nobody knew we were, you know, promoting Alamosa as a destination. And so we were like, okay, here's who we are, and this is what we do. And now over the last, you know, few years, we've been working to, okay, so what do you feel about it, right? Do you understand what tourism is? Do you understand the benefits that it brings to a community? And so we went through a resident sentiment survey. We had a lot of responses, and I would say the biggest takeaway is that it's pretty positive. They either understand it or understand why we need it. And I think a lot of that, the benefit is that we have a lot of local owners within the business place, right? Our restaurants are pretty much locally owned. They know the benefits of the traveler. And it's, you know, relied upon, and it's positive, I guess, if you just boil it down to that.
And how do you, Chris, speak to that in the planning process when you're trying to get a sense of the community as a whole? Is the community supportive of tourism, of sustainable tourism, of growing tourism, or not? How do you get a handle on that one?
Yeah, I think that's, again, going back to the assets, right? The asset is you've got a welcoming and vibrant community there. And so the fact that they're supportive of tourism, as Cale mentioned, that's a strength. You know, I've worked in other communities where they're starting to turn against tourism and they're starting to have negative feelings against it, and that's a little bit harder to turn that around. So it's better to get in front of it and have these conversations earlier and make sure they understand, you know, what can be controlled and what can't be controlled, and show that the Visit Alamosa team is doing their best to really make sure that the visitors are attracting the right kind of visitors, and that those visitors who come here understand how to behave. So there's messaging that that can be done to influence how visitors behave in the destination. And again, being able to drive them to those local businesses. You know, at the end of the day, if more people benefiting from tourism, the more support you're going to have for it. But I think we're at a point right now where the strategic plan is a great time because it gives us a chance to continue that outreach that Kale's already done with the resident sentiment survey and to show that, look, not only is it important, but we value your opinions about what should be. And, you know, and what we see is like, you know, there, you've got a great creative industries there. You have some wonderful artists in the community, and that's a strength. That's another asset. So I asked the question, how can tourism support those artists? What does that look like? You know, you've got a great institution there with Adams State University, you know, that, yeah, they have some shared interests there in terms of promoting the region and attracting students. And they've got some great facilities there too. So again, how do you work in partnership with that? And again, just remind everyone in the community what a great place to live in and what a great place to visit as well. So we're looking forward to continuing these conversations and seeing what comes out of this plan. But I'm very optimistic about getting that support from the community.
I want to give you one more chance here, Kale, to tell people how they engage with this, how they can give you feedback. And then we're going to wrap it up. But I appreciate, Chris, everything you've given to us and all the information and all your insights. It's going to be an interesting process. Look forward to how this turns out. How do people plug into this, Kale?
A lot of opportunities. So we are going to be at a lot of different events kind of pushing this and drawing feedback and some opportunities there. We're also going to have a bunch of different flyers that have QR codes so you can get to the alamosa.org or alamosa.mindmixer.com is how you can get onto that platform. We'll have QR codes for the surveys. We're going to be pushing this out. And so definitely if you come across this, the link to the survey or to the Mind Mixer, you know, get involved. We want to hear from you. We want your feedback.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate it. As we leave this episode of the Valley Pod, we want to make note of the sudden, unexpected passing of our friend Mark Martinez, co-founder of Spare Keg. Really helped bring nightlife, Kale, back into downtown Alamosa. Tragic loss. Mark Martinez, may rest in peace. Your thoughts there, Kale?
He was a great partner, and it's so unexpected and definitely going to be a gap left within the community.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate this. You've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with Visit Alamosa. The Valley Pod is produced by Chris Mondragon. We'll see you around the Valley.
Hey everyone, this is Hannah Eubanks with the Valley Calendar Update. Here are the events you can look forward to this week. On Wednesday this week, Narrow Gauge Book Co-op is hosting Re25. Join them at 5 p.m. for a whole host of fun. Friday at 6 is the Heartthrob Water Issue Release Party. Head to Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative to celebrate Hysteria Heart Press's second publication. On Saturday in Center, there's a summer bash all day long. Also on Saturday at 3 p.m., the Women's Citizenship Club celebrates the sculpture Into Thin Air, Cranes in Flight by renowned artist Jocelyn Russell. All are invited to join the fun. Saturday evening at the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op, spend an evening with author Danny Ladone at 6 p.m. And on Sunday at 6, hear music from the Delta Sonics at Cole Park. If you have an event coming up, submit it to the Valley Calendar. Head to the Valley Calendar page on alamosacitizen.com, click online form, and give us the details. That'll do for now. Have a great week.